Surely it's bypassing the defenses. I would hardly be here otherwise, but how? Well, find out, or I will be replacing you with someone who can. Positions? Stasis at the ready. Registration data coming through. It's the doctor. That explains the breach, at least. Stand down.
What's an Ogron doing in the TARDIS?
Silence. Take aim. Unidentified Ogron, you will get on your knees and put your hands behind your head.
Ogron?
Spare me. Doctor, are you in there?
No. My TARDIS.
I hardly think that's likely, an Ogron flying a TARDIS.
Why? You keep saying Ogron.
Because you are one. Get on your knees.
Never know what I'm going to get.
Doctor, come out now.
Keep telling you. My ship. Old girl.
Shut up.
Can't. Need help. You must help.
Help? Help who?
Me. Help me. I'm the doctor. Would you like Satsuma?
Love a duck.
Excuse me?
Ducks. Love them. I mean, sometimes they're not very lovable. They can be vicious. Particularly to each other. But as long as you squint a bit, ignore all that. Probably. Like most species, really. Never feed them bread, though.
I wasn't going to.
Good. Very little nutritional value in bread. It's like feeding someone on nothing but junk food.
Right.
Birdseed is fine.
Okay.
Or peas, or corn, or grapes.
How long are we planning on staying here, Doctor?
The pond? We can go whenever you like. I think there's still a couple of antique shops.
I meant the planet.
Don't you like it? I thought you'd like it.
It's fine, nice, pretty.
You're saying that like it's a bad thing.
It isn't. Of course it isn't. It's just a little...
Bucolic?
Dull.
Maybe you'd like the real thing better.
The real thing?
Fewer tourist shuttles in a real Cotswold village. Stowe on the Beryllium Cluster isn't a bad approximation, you know, for a planet that's countless light years away from Earth, but at the end of the day, it's an imitation.
Does the real thing contain as many antique shops?
Oh, yes, more.
Then I wouldn't like it.
You don't like antique shops? I love antique shops.
Of course you do, Doctor. You're right at home in them.
This from a woman in tweeds. Nobody asked you. Hang on, do I know you?
Of course you do, you silly man. I'm the 12.
Bliss, run!
What?
Run! Who left that Ogron there?
Do not run. Need help.
An Ogron in a velvet frock coat, no less. Don't you not normally go in for leather?
Young man, kindly stop dithering. I mean you no harm.
Don't believe you.
I'm here from the High Council.
Then I really don't believe you.
Doctor, she's just a... well...
A little old lady. Sweetness in Twinset and Pearls. Don't be fooled, Bliss. She's one of the most dangerous villains in the universe.
12 is friend.
Ogrons are friends to anyone with a bank account.
Our self must join forces with me. Two doctors together.
What? Is your Ogron quite sane?
I suggest we sit down and discuss it. Then you can decide.
We may as well hear them out, Doctor.
Bliss, you have no idea who this is.
And neither do you. I am not the man I once was.
Man?
She's a Time Lord, Bliss, a renegade.
Not anymore. I told you the High Council sent me. Come on. I'll buy you both afternoon tea and we can discuss it sensibly.
Come. Doctor will help Doctor. Save universe.
Well?
I think the whole universe has gone mad. All right, we'll talk. Watch yourself, though, Bliss. I mean it. The 12 is dangerous.
If you say so.
Has that Ogron had a perm? A neural inhibitor?
Indeed. It ensures that I have full control over my previous selves. About time, too. Those boys were so unruly. Well, I'll be mother, shall I?
Previous selves?
We've covered regeneration, haven't we? Time Lords regenerate into new bodies and to an extent new personalities when they suffer mortal damage.
But surely once you've changed, your past selves are gone. Why did she need to control them?
That was always the 12's problem, and the 11's, and the 10's. And, well, you get the point. When she regenerated, her previous selves stayed with her. A mad stew of voices and personalities.
Confusing.
And lethal. They were mad and homicidal.
Well, that's hardly fair on poor 8. He was sweetness itself.
The exception that proved the rule.
Well, I'm another. This regeneration was considerably more stable. A firm pair of hands to finally sort them all out. I'm not one to brook nonsense, Doctor. I simply won't stand for it. The chip is a sensible safeguard, though, and the High Council was quite insistent.
So, your past selves, they're now...
locked away where they can do no harm. Scone?
I'm fine.
Suit yourself, though. You need fattening up a bit, if you don't mind my saying. I do wish young girls would learn to eat properly. With the war, Gallifrey needed all the help it could get. My previous selves may have been...
maniacs.
Quite. But there was no doubting their experience. Those maniacs have many skills that can be useful in wartime. Carefully and responsibly harnessed, of course.
The Dirty Dozen, if you will, in stately tweed and shawl.
I cannot abide drafts.
Oh! You don't know your own strength. Are you all right?
Has he cut himself? I have some healing spray in my handbag somewhere.
I'm fine. Faulty teacup.
Faulty handbag. Why is he wearing a cravat?
It's because of our friend here that the High Council asked me to find you. He appeared in the capital a couple of days ago, piloting a stolen TARDIS.
Piloting it? How could he have been piloting it?
What's wrong with that?
Ogrons are not known for their intelligence, Bliss. They're a mercenary race, mindless thugs.
Well, he doesn't seem particularly thuggish.
Tell her to the teacup.
Doctor!
What?
If there's one thing I don't expect from you, it's this judgmental behaviour.
Really? Have you two not been together long?
Thank you, Bliss. It's all right. Doctor never liked Doctor. Dandy and Clown.
Dandy, indeed. Just look at that waistcoat. Why does he think he's me?
Am you. Knew you.
Perish the thought.
Doctor!
All right, fine. Sorry, but he's not. He can't be. Regeneration can throw up the odd surprise here and there, but no.
He contains your DNA.
Really?
And your memory engrams. Indeed, a very similar brain pattern. Not identical, of course, because they never are after regeneration, as you well know.
You don't mean to tell me the High Council thinks this actually is me?
No, of course not. But clearly, something has happened that we have to investigate. Oh, and the TARDIS he was piloting.
What about it?
It was yours.
Mine?
Yours. These scones are rather good.
A fresh specimen.
Do not hurt me.
I make no promises. Lie on the bench. I've been wondering if it's possible to genetically program troops against the effects of temporal fallout.
Do not understand.
Of course you don't. Shut up. Just lie still while the array comes into position. I've been working on a genetic restructure that, in theory, should negate the natural propensity for entropy. Of course, such a thing goes against the very laws of nature. But what's the point in dreaming small? This will hurt. But a little pain is only to be expected. I can hardly restructure your entire genetic composition without some discomfort. And there we are. All done. Yes. How do you feel?
Burns. Everything burns.
Pathetic. Such a low pain threshold. You should try being a Dalek. Let us see how you deal with the bombardment of temporal energy. In theory, you should now be impervious to it. Just imagine all the ravages of time, the tearing lethal weight of years on your body's cells. Might it, with my assistance, have become nothing but the brush of a gentle breeze? Nothing of inconsequence? Or will you simply decompose to dust in a matter of seconds? Shame. No matter. We learn. Yes. We learn. Fresh specimen to the laboratory. Have it bring cleaning equipment.
What were you doing with my TARDIS?
My TARDIS now. Flying it. You will come with me to the planet. You will help.
What planet?
The planet. Definite article, might say.
It's what the Ogrons call their home world. The planet.
Told you they weren't exactly deep thinkers.
What's going on your planet? Why do you need help?
Daleks.
What would the Daleks want with Ogrons? Hardly their style, surely.
You think not?
Might they be hiring them? You said Ogrons were mercenaries.
They're a blunt weapon, Bliss. They're just muscle, and the last thing a Dalek needs is extra muscle. They'd have no reason to use them.
Remember Orderly House?
Orderly House? Oh, yes. The business with the alternative future Earth, the Dalek occupation. But what's that got to do with Ogrons? There were Ogrons there.
There are now.
But that's inconceivable.
What? What's wrong?
A previous battle with the Daleks. Only I have conflicting memories of it. It suddenly occurs to me that there were Ogrons there, being used as foot soldiers by the Daleks.
Well, there you go then. Mercenaries.
But they weren't. Not originally.
The Daleks are interfering with their own timeline, changing the events of past encounters. The first time the Doctor experienced the events of Orderly House, the Daleks were on their own. Now he's remembering an alternative chain of events, one in which Ogrons were present.
They were. I remember them clearly.
Because that's now the established history. The interference has taken hold.
Interfering in their own timeline. I wouldn't think even the Daleks would be so stupid. Not that it helped much, I still beat them.
One supposes they balked at the idea of sending Dalek reinforcements. With future knowledge and increased firepower, you might have failed. Perhaps that would have been interference too far.
But this is a war being fought in time. Surely history is always being changed.
It's a careful balance, Bliss. Certain rules must be observed for the safety of the whole universe.
Each alteration in a timeline must be carefully calculated. The potential risks weighed up. The Daleks are dangerous, but they're not suicidal.
And yet you're saying they're doing just that. altering past battles.
The time Earth nearly went to war with the Draconians. The Ogrons were there too.
The Daleks have introduced Ogrons into a number of their past skirmishes. But such changes are relatively small, my dear. As the Doctor says, the addition of a few Ogrons wasn't enough to change the course of events.
So why do it?
The Overseer. He meddles. Thinks funny.
And one imagines he's doing it by way of an experiment. Testing his limits, gathering data, hatching new plots.
The Overseer.
As far as we can gather, he runs the Dalek outpost on the Ogron's home planet. A particularly nasty piece of work. A scientist specializing in genetic manipulation.
The Daleks always did strive for perfection.
He's not trying to achieve purity, Doctor. Quite the opposite. Do you remember the Daleks' attempts to introduce the human factor into their makeup?
In order to better defeat human forces, yes?
It would seem the Overseer has taken such experiments to extremes. He's a hybrid of countless races, all bundled into a Dalek casing.
Doesn't that go against everything the Daleks believe in? Racial purity?
They loathe him, my dear. Loathe him and fear him in equal measure. But he gets results. That's the other advantage of Ogrons, of course. Their biology is so simple. They're perfect specimens. You can interfere with their DNA endlessly.
Oh, horrible.
Frightful. But then, in war, common morality gets ignored in the hope of winning.
Doesn't it just?
Don't look at me like that, Doctor. It's terribly uncivil of you. You're working alongside me, whether you want to or not.
I will not fight in this war, you know that.
You will come to the planet.
I won't, you know.
You will, because people are dying. Innocents suffer. We are the Doctor. When innocents suffer, we help. It is what we do.
Your home?
One home. Have two. Prefer this one.
I'd hate to see the one you don't like.
He's referring to Gallifrey.
Planet of wind. Planet of ruin. Planet of lost.
Yeah, I couldn't put it better myself.
He's still referring to Gallifrey.
Just a moment.
What are you doing? Bring my TARDIS back.
Standard safety measure, Doctor. Never leave a TARDIS lying around in enemy territory. We can recall it when we need it.
It's mine.
If you're going to be childish about it. I'll let you hold on to the remote. Satisfied? You can recall it whenever you like.
I suppose that's all right.
Apology accepted.
I didn't offer one.
Your rudeness was noted.
How did you escape from here? What am I supposed to call you?
Could not pronounce real name. Call me Doctor.
Because that won't get confusing.
You can call him Fred.
That Romana's name.
He really does have my memories, doesn't he?
You called a Lord President of Gallifrey Fred.
You want to hear some of the things she called me?
I'll call you Dr. Ogron. Is that all right?
Yes. I will call you Bliss Human.
I'm beginning to like him.
Escaped in my TARDIS. Memory bad. Confusing.
What was that?
It came from that ridge over there. It's possible we're being watched.
Not Dalek. Not Ogron.
How do you know?
Smell. It is
rock creatures. Of course, bound to be.
Are they dangerous?
The Ogrons worship them.
Is that an O?
They eat the Ogrons. It's a complicated theological relationship. Oh. Stand back, everyone. I've got this. All you have to do is... Oh, they're not rock creatures.
Giant crab creatures. They ate rock creatures. They are new gods.
They are horrible.
Overseer, make it land.
They're surrounding us.
That way, to the left.
Doctor, While many things have been improved since my regeneration, my ability to run up cliffs is limited.
Up there, loose rocks either side of us. If we could dislodge them...
And bring them down on our heads.
We'll dislodge them after we've passed. We could put them between us.
You gods. Yes. Hang on.
You have a sonic screwdriver? How do you have a sonic screwdriver?
Built it.
I can tell. It sounds positively bilious.
Doctor, now is not the time.
Sorry.
Everyone move!
You did it. Both of you.
Sound bilious? Work well.
It was probably mostly me.
The doctor's attitude to life, in a nutshell. Shall we keep moving? Those things may be able to climb over the top.
I don't suppose I could take a quick look at your screwdriver, could I?
Swap.
This is where you all live.
Yes. Steel City is for Daleks.
But not many, I hope.
Many rooms, many corridors. Not many Daleks.
I'll be all right.
Trust me. I'm Doctor.
Please tell me that sounds more reassuring when I do it. Bristling with security. I should be able to set up a brief distortion field that will deal with the cameras, but we'll have to move fast.
I think we can do better than that, don't you? One moment.
Oh, finally!
Wait a minute. What did you just do?
The neural inhibitor doesn't eradicate my other personalities, Doctor. I can still tap into them as and when circumstances require it.
Wonderful. Just as I was beginning to trust you.
Oh, Doctor, have faith. It's quite all right. We're all safely locked away.
Two, the charmer.
Yeah? Give me 2 seconds and a sharp rock. We'll see how safe I am. Would you behave yourself this instant?
And that'll have been 6, the psychopath. They're all still there, see, Bliss?
They are thoroughly controlled. Now, 6, apologize to them.
Apologize? Ha ha! Cheers!
Sorry. I didn't mean it. Yes, you did. But you'll think twice in future, won't you? Horrible little man. Now, all of you, we need the best method to get inside the base. 9, you've broken into enough places in your time. What would you suggest?
9?
Kleptomaniac.
Nice.
Daleks have so few lovely things. Although there was that one time on Skorritzi, that vintage time ship. Yeah. Dalek security systems are surprisingly easy to crack. They're so overconfident. You have a basic dual lattice encryption lock and a single camera above the door. Knock out the camera, open the door, and you're away.
Surely damaging the camera will trigger an alarm.
It sends a repair notification to the maintenance system, that's all. By the time they notice that, you'll be back out again. Or not, in your case. Hopefully, you'll just be... That's quite enough of that. Thank you. Honestly, I do so hate fraternizing with them.
Hang on, where's Monkey Me gone?
He's stood in the open door over there, waving to us.
What does he think he's doing?
I suggest we find out before he gets us all killed. What are you doing?
Genetic lock. Ogron come, Ogron go. It let me in. Turned off camera. Come.
He's very good.
I taught him everything he knows, somehow.
Overseer's lab. Bad place.
Are we sure he's not around?
Yes. We are not dead.
Computer station over here. I'm in. Do you have a clever way of siphoning off some of these files?
Naturally. I have played the game a few times, you know. Oh, he's definitely somewhere in here.
Along with half your TARDIS, by the looks of it. Did you have to bring such a big bag?
When one gets to my age, Doctor, one needs a decent handbag. Hold those.
Everton mints? I love Everton mints. Can I have one?
No. Ah, here we are. Well, you can have one later if you behave.
Fat chance of that, then.
It's uploading the contents of the file system to the Matrix.
Remote Matrix data connection? Flash!
It's all cloud storage these days, my dear. Now, let's have a look around while it's doing its thing.
Just when I think the Daleks can't horrify me anymore, I see something like this place. Look what they've done to this poor chap.
Heavy weapons stitched into his body. A walking battalion.
And this?
Extra stomachs. Metal teeth. Eat and eat and eat.
Anything that moves, one imagines. Oh, look at this, Doctor.
A bomb of some kind?
An experimental Gallifreyan model. The Daleks really shouldn't have it. Temporal bomb. If this were to be triggered, the entire base would be nothing but a memory. Quite literally, it would eradicate everything nearby.
Can you disarm it?
I was more inclined to trigger it.
There has to be a better way. Trigger that and we'd kill a good number of Ogrons, too.
True.
This is the point where you convince me you truly are a better person.
As if I live for your acceptance. Your opinion means little to me, Doctor. I'm not that needy.
So you won't disarm it?
Of course I'll disarm it, but not to impress you. It may take me a short while, though. It's a complex device.
What do you think these are? They look like huge storage containers of some sort.
They're TARDISes.
They look nothing like yours.
I decorated mine.
He broke his. Nobody likes a smart aleck, Doctor.
Yes, Mother. They're being held in place by a containment field. Probably the work of a few seconds to turn it off. Then they could all be recalled.
Do it!
I wasn't asking permission. There we go.
No!
What's the problem?
TARDIS is not normal. Experiment. Hybrids. Ogron brains.
The Overseer has transplanted Ogron brains into them?
Yes.
You could do that.
Theoretically, you could wire one up to the telepathic circuits, but why would you?
Make fully sentient. Obey voice commands. Need put shield back.
No. If the Daleks have managed to breed a pack of tame TARDISes, they could be a terrible weapon. We must send them to Gallifrey.
Do not understand. Pain. When TARDISes wake up.
Oh dear, how tiresome.
Out! Do not move!
Other door. Run!
Intruders. How useful. More specimens to play with. They are to be captured alive, understood?
That is incorrect. They should be exterminated.
You will do as you are told. Alive. Understand?
Understood.
Stop. Air vent. Lead to roof.
And entirely impossible to climb unless you happen to be a chimpanzee. It's a vertical chimney.
I can climb.
Only for you. We need to keep running.
Wait, wait. You really think you can climb that? It's 6 feet of sheer steel.
Easy. Strong legs, jump up. Strong arms, climb.
But the rest of us can't follow. Go if you like. But the three of us need to run.
I can trust you, can't I?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to ask?
Yes.
Then do it. Good luck, Doctor.
Doctor!
You'll be fine. Just hold on to it.
I wish I thought of that. It could have carried me.
A lady wouldn't have abandoned the rest of us now, would she? Come on.
Halt! Ogron slave unit and human female attempting to escape through roof vent in corridor 4. Exterminate! No, they are to be taken alive. Minimal power to weapon.
Ah!
Halt! Too slow. We win.
Ogron and human female escaping. Shall I pursue? No. Maintain pursuit of priority targets.
You so clever. Then climb above this.
Oh, can you please put me down now?
No. Better hold on. Long way down.
But what about the doctor and the 12?
They will look after selves. They are as clever as me.
This is most infuriating.
Do not move! You are a wizard of the Dalek!
Yes, I rather think we are.
I hope they'll be all right. Can't believe he told you to take me.
Loves you.
I beg your pardon.
You are a good creature. We are doctor. We love all of you. Wait here. A cover of rocks. Catch breath.
I hardly need to. You've been doing most of the work. I can't believe how easily you climbed that.
Ogron's good at climbing. Long arms, strong arms. The planet had many trees.
Really? What happened to them? It's just nothing but mud and rocks now.
Rock gods ate trees.
Your old gods? If something ate all my planet's vegetation, I don't think I'd worship it.
You worship thing that made you what you are, no?
Personally, I don't worship anything, but I know what you mean. Still, there's a difference in a culture revering its theoretical creator and offering prayers to something that messed up its ecosystem.
Is there?
Of course there is.
We know rock gods made world this way. We're more clever than most. Others just guess.
Right. I'm not going to win this argument, am I?
No.
So, what do we do now? We need to figure out a way of rescuing the Doctor and the 12.
We ask friends. Help fight. Overthrow Daleks.
You want to foment rebellion. That's your plan?
I'm Doctor. It is what I do. Come.
Oh. He's got the cockiness of the Doctor. I'll give him that.
No good. I'm held tight. What about you?
Oh, I haven't bothered to try. Daleks are terribly conscientious.
Well, have a go. You never know.
We don't all have your boundless energy, Doctor. The thing to do is wait for an opportunity, not tire yourself out when common sense tells you there isn't one.
The Overseer, I presume. About time, too. We're busy people, you know. We can't lie around all day.
I'm afraid the Galtraxian in me demands I keep regular meals. They can be time-consuming. 10 kilos of raw offal takes a lot of chewing.
You're a Dalek. Since when did Daleks chew? Or eat, for that matter. Do your Ogron friends lift your lid and pour the stuff in?
Yes, actually.
You had to ask.
I wish I hadn't.
I'm much more than just a Dalek, Doctor, as I'm sure you're aware. This casing holds multitudes.
My name is Legion, for I am many.
A quote from the Bible. I recognize it, of course, thanks to the memories of a human cleric I have here. He still prays, you know, begging for release. He shan't have it.
What do you intend to do with us?
Two prestigious Time Lords. Why, whatever I like, of course, until either you die or I get bored. Ogron unit, plug your comrade into the transfusion booth.
Yes, Master. Were you talking to me or him?
It's a constant surprise to me they even managed to tie their bootlaces. You on the left... wire up your colleague on the right.
Yes, Master.
barriers don't keep me as well supplied as I might like. Most captured Time Lords are sent for interrogation and, well, by the time they've been through that, there's rarely anything left for me.
Naturally, the Doctor and I are devastated to hear it. So, where do you intend to start?
As you may have seen, I have made some progress with creating hybrid TARDIS forms.
A disgrace.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Although they don't work as well as I would like, all that screaming can be quite annoying. Still, it was a way past the isomorphic controls your people have placed on their battle TARDISes. Another neater way would be to create Time Lord hybrids. Something that your systems would register as acceptable and yet would be under my control. Bear with me while I set up the machinery.
Time Lord hybrids? But surely you've already created those.
Discounted that as an abomination to science? Oh, come now, 12. The Overseer doesn't care about that. Hello, you two. We weren't properly introduced. I'm the Doctor, and this is... Well, this is the 12. Now, the chap in the machine there, I'm sure you're feeling a little bit nervous.
Don't want pay.
No, of course you don't. And I'm sorry because there may be some, but for what it's worth, I have a suspicion you'll come out of this all right.
As you're so concerned for his welfare, I'll do you the courtesy of being his donor.
Oh, kind. I thought you might.
In truth, my systems are somewhat confused by your colleague.
As well they might be.
Not that it's a problem. I am capable of multitasking. You! Get out.
Yes, master.
Now, while I attempt to duplicate your friend's biosignature onto my test subject... I can simply subject you to a more intrusive scan. Be warned, it's somewhat invasive.
Dalek Command has been contacted. A task force is on its way to retrieve the Time Lords. This is acceptable. It is time the Overseer was made to understand the Dalek way. Agreed. Should the current experiment be halted now? Current orders still stand. The Overseer is in command, and his orders must be obeyed. But when the task force arrives, they will reassess his suitability. Understood.
I don't think they're very interested in an uprising.
Listen, stupid ones.
Yes, that'll get them on side.
A compliment. No Ogron like clever clocks. You have no brains. You would not know your mother if she hit you in the face. Will you fight Daleks? It worth try.
That's it. I thought you were going to try and convince them, rally the troops, get them on side.
They Ogrons. That not how Ogrons work. Ogrons think simple. I talk more and they fall asleep. Come.
But now what do we do?
Have plan.
How much time and effort went into building.
never turn your back on me, Overseer. In a room filled with weapons. Oh, so wise. That shot took out your weapon. What shall I shoot next? Your eye, perhaps?
How did you get free?
There's not a prison or a cell or indeed a surgical table that can hold me.
Stop talking! Shoot him again! Shoot him! Shoot him! Oh. He's getting away! Shoot him! Stupid woman! You missed him! Give me control! I'll hunt him down! Oh.
Don't be quiet! You're such a bore!
Is it finished? Has to finish.
Anyone would think you wanted to be experimented on, Doctor. Do you have some sort of complex I'm unaware of?
The other me. Ogron me. It's him. Make sure he's all right.
Of course. I'm getting slow in my old age. This is how your mortal suit self was formed in the first place.
Is it just me or is the lab on fire?
Just a few explosions. Sorry you missed them. I know how much you like that sort of thing. The Overseer discovered this lady was not for scanning.
Fire extinguisher. There must be a... Ah. If only I had a plunger. This thing's not built for fingers.
Let it burn.
We're in a room packed full of weaponry. No thanks. Got it. Are you all right? Well, you must be all right. You need to get to Gallifrey, get help, and change, and sort your hair, and build a sonic...
Slower! Slower! Concentrate. One thing.
We don't really have time. The Overseer escaped, Doctor. He'll be coming with reinforcements. You'll be fine, young man. A bit confused for a while, but you'll manage. You must do. We know you do.
I've scrambled the locks. They won't get in here in a hurry. Oh, where is it? Where is it? Ah, here we are.
See? Delightful gadget. Now we can get out of here.
Not quite. Doctor, can you hear me, Doctor?
Hear you.
Excellent. Perfect. Now. In you go. She sticks a little in 24th, so mind how you go.
What are you doing? We could have used your TARDIS to escape.
No, he needs it. Besides, we don't need to escape.
We don't?
Nope. We'll just sit here and wait to be rescued. You know, it's about time I tried that. But it's so relaxing.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Course not. I'm Doctor. You crab gods of planet, hear me. Daleks evil. Daleks make pain. We should fight Daleks. Come with me.
You really don't go in for long speeches, do you? So like the Doctor in so many ways, but in others...
They come.
Oh. They certainly do. Let's hope it's because they agree and not because they think we look tasty. So, now we march on the base. You think these things are a match for the Daleks?
Not base. Ogron camp.
What? Why?
More long speeches.
Go on then. Try again.
Gods say fight. See? You fight.
Yes.
Today is too much talking. Tired. Come.
Ogrons are weird.
They're still in there. The doors are sealed. We have to get in and destroy them.
They overpowered you?
I was shot. My Now quickly, before they ruin my lovely experiments!
Status of approaching task force! They will arrive in 20 rails!
Task force? What task force? Who called for a task force?
I did! You have failed as leader of this base! You are an abomination! You are an insult to the Dalek race!
I'm a genius! I get results!
Not anymore! Open this door!
You hear that?
I've heard it so many times I could dance to it. We'll be fine.
You really think your other self is going to achieve something?
Absolutely.
How can you be so confident?
Because he's me.
Well, if they can fight as well as you say they can, we should be able to do this. I just hope the doctor and the 12 are still all right.
Doctor is fine.
How can you be so sure?
Because he is me.
They'll be inside in a matter of a minute or so. There's no time to rely on your Ogron offspring. Oh, there's enough weaponry in here to make the Daleks' job harder than they may wish. I may have to unleash Six again. It always leaves a foul taste in the mouth, but why have a dog and tear a Dalek's throat out yourself? Doctor, I'm talking to you.
Oh, sorry. I'm miles away thinking about how nice it is not to be responsible for everyone.
Idiotic man. They're seconds away from attacking.
Apparently so. Hello, Bliss. Have I been looking after you?
Surprisingly well.
Pleased to hear it. Thank you, Doctor.
It's fine, Doctor.
Dalek, Master, Death.
I'm very pleased to hear it.
Did you manage to disarm that bomb earlier?
Not before we were rudely interrupted, no.
Good. Tell all your people to get clear, every single one of them, then get as far away as you can.
Why?
Base go boom.
Good.
You're going to blow the place up?
We'll free anything that's living, bundle them into the TARDISes over there and send them to Gallifrey. My people may be able to help some of them.
I will help. Tell TARDISes where to go.
Good man.
And I shall look to the bomb.
I presume this TARDIS gadget thing of yours will call her back from Gallifrey.
It rather depends if Major Tamasan has impounded it.
Oh, well, maybe you should try it now, just in case, eh? I don't want my last 2 minutes of life to be spent watching you tut at a gadget.
Good idea. That is annoying.
There's always a possibility. Sorry. I wasn't to know that's where she'd end up.
One of TARDIS's, not bad. Bit sad. Not so much scream. I talk to her. Tell her it'd be okay. We use her.
Excellent. I knew one of me would figure a way out of this.
Preparing to land! Contact the Overseer! Still no communications from base! The mutant has failed! Scan base for Time Lord life signs! 3 located! Then we will succeed where the abomination did not!
Right, that's everything. Time we were off too.
A trip to Gallifrey. I can't imagine you relished it.
Far from it. But I haven't got much choice if I want my TARDIS back.
Besides, I want to make sure my Ogron self is well looked after. I know what they're like. He's earned his freedom.
I'll do what I can.
Yes, I actually think you will. Thank you.
You're sure you wouldn't rather stay here? Other him?
I would not fit. Clever is not good. I am better gone.
Not fitting in is the perfect start to a wonderful life. It worked for me once. I'm sure it'll work for me again. I'm proud that I become you, Doctor. Though, lose the cravat, won't you, for goodness sake? I thought I'd grown out of them.
Like a cravat. Classy.
Heart, move away from the explosive device! You will all surrender immediately!
Run!
No! No!
Let's be careful. Don't shoot! Don't shoot! We surrender.
For all that may be worse.
Hold on, please. Oh, you can't die, not now. You haven't had a chance to live.
A tear. Bliss. No, don't cry. I don't want to go.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Doctor. You deserve the universe.
You are now prisoners of the Daleks. You will be taken to a secure facility for interrogation.
And we all know how that's likely to end.
Move!
Braveheart.